It's time for Benedictin Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, welcome to Marshall, Missouri. We're getting set for college basketball this evening on Care Radio. As in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, kind of courtside, actually up on the mezzanine here at the Grover C. Redford Gymnasium on the Missouri Valley campus. We're set to go. We'll get the starters as we go. The ball is up the tip of the way. Tipped around, Ravens are going to control it down. Quickly for Missouri Valley, the starters are going to be Giovanna Moore, a 5'8 sophomore from Missouri. It'll be Brecken and Trio from Lakewood, Colorado, a 5'6 senior. Reagan Brown, 5'8 freshman. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and good, and Benedictine with a quick three has taken an early lead. And Arroyo, the 6'3 junior from Madrid, Spain, and Ariel Miller from Maple Valley, Washington. So that is the starters for Missouri Valley, for Benedictine. Little change in the starting lineup tonight. Here's a quick three. It's going to be up and good. And Brinkin Antrillo is going to hit it. Tie the game even at three. 3-3 ball game. We are less than a minute in. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine back up court with the basketball. They'll skip it over to the left side. It's going to be knocked free, stolen away, and then stepping on the baseline. It'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. Speaking of the Lady Ravens, Benedictine is going to have Kennedy Nicholson start tonight, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. She is in due to the injury Allie Kramer suffered down in Olathe on Saturday evening. Here's Jennifer Jacobs. She'll turn left-hand layup, too strong, followed up, won't go for Twyla. Speaking of them, it is going to be Josie Weiser, the 5'11 junior from JCN. You've got Jennifer Jacobs, the 6'1 sophomore from Cape and Mount Carmel. You've got Aaliyah Raines, the 5'8 senior from Jeff West. Those are your starters for Benedictine. Here's a little jump shot up and off the mark. Nope, rebound is going to go out of play. It's going to be Missouri Valley basketball. By the way, in case I didn't mention, we talked about it, Twyla Carrasquillo, 5'10 senior from Verona, Missouri. Benedictine coming up court with the basketball. We're a minute and a half into the ball game and tied at three. BC will bring it over to the right side. Looking in the middle, it's going to be Nicholson. Comes out on top. Josie launching three. Rims out, no good. Rebounding to go back down. It's going to be Valley. Reagan Brown brings it up the court. She's one on three. Slows it up. Brings it off on top. They'll look into the middle. And Trillo has it. Kicks it right. Two-point shot. Up and good for Ariel Miller. So Ariel Miller will give Missouri Valley its first lead of the ball game at 5-3. 2 minutes in. Driving into the lane. Little hook pass underneath. In traffic. The feed in the middle. The turnaround shot. Nice. Good move into the basketball. The assist is going to go to Raines and a bucket to Jacobs. Down on the other end of the court. Running shot is up and no good. Twyla pulls down the rebound. It's a 5-5 ball game. Benedictine in control of the basketball. women's college basketball here this evening on Care Radio, and we're glad to have you along with us. The shot goes up at a baseline and won't go in. BC rebounds it down. Here's Raines, goes three. Can't get it to fall, and on the rebound, a foul by Josie. So Josie Weiser is going to pick up her first foul of the evening. Benedictine team foul one of the opening quarter. We're down to 7:21 and rolling to play first quarter. Valley up court with it. Brecon Antrillo transferred in at a Western Colorado University. Backing into the middle now is going to be Moore. Giovanna Moore comes out between the circles. BC rolled player defense. Comes over to the left side. Here's a shot by Miller. She hit a two a minute ago, but that three is way off the mark. But saved into the baseline by Missouri Valley. Now they're going to throw it away out toward midcourt. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. 5-5 ball game. Missouri Valley and Benedictine, a couple of teams with rather similar records. Lady Vikings come into the game at 8-9, 4-7 in the conference. Benedictine coming in at 6-11. They are 3-8 in the heart. Back up for the basketball, BC on offense. With the ball in the middle, Reigns gets kind of twisted and tangled up. Now they're going to say they reach in and tie the ball up. Jump ball called, it'll come back into Valley. Benedictine head coach Chad Bolson, been there for a while. 21st season. Ben Lister in his second season here at Marsha, but Raven fans very familiar with him. He's a longtime coach at Baker before not being with that program any longer. And then a few years later, we find him coming to Missouri Valley. We're going to get an offensive foul called in. It's going to be on Ariel Miller for Missouri Valley. Miller will pick up her first foul of the game, and team fouls are even at one. Benedictine up court with it, still even at five. 6:20 to go. Thought this game was going to be really high scoring. Boy, hit a couple of first shots. I thought they were going to line it up, and then nothing has happened since. Here's a turnaround shot by Jacobs. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. With 15 on the shot clock, Benedictine will be putting it in play at their baseline. Kennedy Nicholson will do the inbound work. Kennedy looks in, goes over to the right side. Josie, the long three, too strong. Rebound, Valley. Back up court with the ball, Lady Vikings. And out on top is going to be Antrillo. Now the drive to the left side, and great defense by Benedictine. Leah Reigns forces the travel. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. Now it'll be Karis Quillo coming out of the ball game and checking in for BC is going to be the 5'9 junior out of Olathe, Kansas. It's Riley Wade. Still a 5-5 game. Over 4 minutes in now. Reigns gets in the middle. Another beautiful pass to Jacobs and two more for Jennifer in the lane. Benedictine back in front at 7-5. 5:40 to play in the half. And a quick shot in the middle is going to be up and good. And we're back to tie it again now at 7. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Around to the right side, the feed over to the edge. It's going to be to Wade. She'll bring it back out on top. Drive it to the right side. Looking in as Reigns comes back out on top. Into the lane. The shot is going to be deflected. And a slow whistle. And a foul is going to send Jennifer Jacobs to the free throw line. It'll be the first foul by Anna Arroyo. Team foul two for Missouri Valley. Benedictine has committed only one so far. Going to get Josie coming out of the ball game, and Benedictine will make another substitution. Coming to the Lady Raven lineup is going to be the 5'8 freshman from Blair, Nebraska, Michaela Bauman. Second free throw, rims out, no good. So JJ unable to hit either of her free throw opportunities, and Benedictine comes back on defense, and the game is still tied at 7. Here's Valley working in front of the Lady Raven bench. They'll have it up top side. Back it away. Launching a three. Perfect. Well done. Brecca Natrillo has her second three-point shot. Valley goes up three. We're halfway through the opening quarter. BC will go right side. Driving into the lane. Running shot up off the rim two times. Won't go for Kennedy. Missouri Valley. The rebound and into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Giovanna Moore. More out on top, and Trillo. Benedictine will stay in that player defense. They've got players lined up from sideline to sideline. Now the ball's going to be stripped away, stolen by Reigns. nicely played by Reigns, and here comes Benedictin up the floor. PC with the basketball. Riley Wade is going to take it over to the left side. Comes way out high on top. Kennedy. Now between the circles, Jennifer. Her skip pass into traffic is going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Vikings coming up with the basketball. They lead in the ballgame 10-7. Jump shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Riley, and Benedictine is going to bring him back the other way. Lady Ram is going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. It's a 10-7 Viking lead. 4 minutes to go. The three-point shot, no. Ravens are going to come down with the offensive rebound. 4 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. BC back on top. Bauman will go left into the lane, puts a shot up, and she's going to hit it. Michaela Bauman. First point of the ballgame for Michaela, and Benedictine is back to within a point. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Baseline shot, no, and Bauman with the foul. Michaela will pick up her first foul. Benedictine team foul 2 in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens will go to the bench. We're going to get Raina Jasper coming in. Raina, the 5'6 sophomore from Garnett. Twyla Carasquilla will also be back in for Benedictine. Into the game for Missouri Valley, it'll be Dominique Mucker. Dominique is a 5'6 senior from Paul Quinn University. She's out of Houston, Texas. First free throw, up and good. One more shot. Second free throw, get them both. So it's Reagan Brown collecting her first 2 points of the evening, and Valley will push its lead to 3. 12-9 Missouri Valley. 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball here this evening on Care Radio. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this, and with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. Ball's going to be stolen away. An errant pass is going to be picked up by Antrillo. She'll bring it up the court, and then as she tries to kick it over to the wing, it's going to be stolen back by Benedictine. Great job by Aaliyah Raines, BC, up the floor with the ball. Top side with it for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Jasper. Goes right side to... It's going to be Wade. Riley trying to back in. Goes back door. Twyla's layup is good. Twyla. She will have her first point of the game, and Benedictine is back to within 1. At 2:49 to play in the first quarter. Now they will have it at the top of the key. Marina Medalos puts it up and on its way, and it's going to be up and good for 2. Marina Milado from Valencia, Spain. Here's BC down court, cutting in his range. 360 spin, off the window and good. 2 more for Aaliyah. And Benedictine again within a point. It is 14-13, Valley by 1, and we're 2:10 to go in the first quarter. A little bit of a scoring lull for a while in this quarter, but now the two teams have kind of warmed up. Now the shot is going to go up. No good. Rebound saved in by Twyla. And here comes Benedictine up the floor with the basketball. Bringing it up is going to be Raina Jasper. Raina will swing it over to the left side. BC working the perimeter. Twyla comes back out on top. Bauman, Michaela into the lane. Took a couple of steps. I thought maybe it traveled, but it was probably precipitated by the contact from Dominique Mucker. For Dominique, it'll be foul 1 for Missouri Valley. Now team foul 3. Out of the game is going to come Reigns back in for Benedictine. We'll see Kennedy Nicholson. Interesting lineup out there for coach right now. Free throw, in and out, no. So you've got Nicholson, Wade, Bauman, Jasper, and Nicholson. Wait a minute, those are the Benedictine 5 out there. Check a free throw, got it. First one would not go, but a second one does. Michaela Bauman will have her third point of the game. And we are even 14 apiece. We're down to a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Valley will walk it up in front of the scorer's table. Coming out to the top is going to be Reagan Brown. She'll swing it left side. The ball in the middle is going to be batted free. Stole it away. BC has it tied up in front of the bench. And Coach Folsom's going to take a timeout to save his team a possession. Joseph, let's take our first break. What do you say? Coming here with a minute 28 to go in the opening quarter in Marshall, Missouri. Benedictine Lady Ravens in Missouri Valley. They're even at 14.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Marshall as Benedictine comes up court with the basketball. The pass is going to go down to the baseline, but it's going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Valley is going to come up with it. And Isabella Regalado will come up with the basketball. Here's a shot from in the middle of the lane. It's good for Reagan Brown, and she's got four. Valley goes right back in front at 16-14, and we're just over a minute to go in the opening quarter. BC to the right side, into the lane. This shot is up this time. It will not go down for Benedictine. That is Kiana Herrera out of the court, the freshman from Bishop Labond High School. Here's a shot. It's up, a block, and if the ball rolls in, let's see, we're counting it. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Riley Wade. So Riley will pick up her first foul. The bucket by Dominique is good. She's got a chance at a conventional three-point play. Taking her time, eyeing it up. The free throw rattles home. It is now 19-14. And we're inside the last minute of the first quarter of the girls' game. Benedictine will have it in play deep in the backcourt. It'll be Kiana Herrera putting it in play. You've got Josie Weiser back in the game. Into the forecourt with the basketball. It's going to be Raina Jasper. Right side, Kennedy Nicholson. And back underneath is going to be Benedictine's Jennifer Jacobs. A shot from the outside. Lady Ravens, no good. Rebound, Missouri Valley. They'll quickly bring it up the floor. Here's a shot from underneath, missing. Offensive rebound, kicks it on top. Regalado's three, no. Rebound underneath the Valley, and as the ball and the players go to the floor, the foul is going to be on Kiana Herrera. So Kiana will have her first foul, and Benedictine now team foul four. Karis Quillam's coming back in, Rain's coming back in for Coach Folsom. 20 seconds all remain in the opening quarter. Valley will have it in play at their baseline. They'll lob it in way out on top. Taken there by Dominique. She'll feed into the lane, putting it on the floor, and there's going to be a foul on Kennedy. Nicholson picking up her first foul. And what Valley is doing is a nice job of attacking the basket, being aggressive, going into the middle, challenging for the shot. Here comes free throws for Missouri Valley. 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. First one, rattles, and it is good. Reagan Brown is 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. That is her fifth point already. Her second free throw is airborne. She'll get them both. 4 of 4 at the line, half a dozen points, and Benedictine finding themselves in a little bit of trouble now, trailing at 21-14. BC with 10 seconds, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. The feed to the baseline, Nicholson throws it away. Up with it will come Valley. They're going to have to hurry. 2 seconds. A shot at the buzzer is up. It rolls in, and we are through one. Benedictine having trouble hanging onto the basketball. We'll be back for the second quarter of the ladies' game. After one, it is Valley 22, Benedictine 14.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here in Marsha, Missouri. At the end of the opening quarter, Benedictine finds themselves in trouble. They are down 8, and Missouri Valley just has gone on a run. Matter of fact, a pretty substantial run, 9-0 in the last minute 40? 9-0 in the last minute 40 of the opening quarter. We go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens being led by Twyla with 5 points. Jennifer Jacobs, 4, 3 for Michaela Bauman. Aaliyah Raines with the other 2 for BC. Reagan Brown, what an opening quarter. She's at 10 points now already after the first. Here's BC putting the ball in play. Second quarter underway. Baseline jump shot. Raines no good. Bauman coming down with a rebound and quickly up the floor with it. They're going to come. Regalado will start her way to the right side. Skip pass comes off on top. And Trio with it. She'll look into the middle. Brings it to the point. Going to be Moore. Back and around to the left side. It's going to be Regalado. Got a pass to the baseline. It's going to be batted away by Benedictine. Here's a shot from the outside by Valley. They bring it in. No good. Rebound Benedictine. And they get tied up in the middle. Jacobs gets the ball. But quickly, Missouri Valley players able to reach in, tie the thing up. Possession arrow. It's going to go back to Missouri Valley. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trailing in the game by 8. 22-14. Oh, thank you so much. Here's a shot up in the middle. Regalado, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Twyla coming down with the board. She'll bring it up the floor. Kicks it over to the left side. Skip pass to the left side of the lane above the block. Back out on top. It's going to come to Weiser. Feeds to the free throw line. Driving in. Jacobs puts it up with the left hand and scores. Jennifer Jacobs with a half a dozen. And Benedictine has broken that 9-0 run. It is 23-16. And we're at 8:50 to go here in the first half now. Driving down the right side, Missouri Valley. Regalado will take it up on top. Kicks it over to the right edge again. Driving all the way to the baseline. Cut up there by Josie. No room in the middle. Back out the pass will come to Regalado. Shot clock is at 9. The feed to the baseline. The kick off the window. It is up and good. Reagan Brown, a dozen points already. She's having a fantastic game. And again, the Ravens trail by 9. 8:20 to go in the very first half. Jacobs goes left side. Nicholson splits two defenders. A running shot is up and good, and Kennedy is on the board. Starting of the ball game tonight, Kennedy Nicholson with that bucket has her first points this evening. Here's a 3 from the outside. No rebound on the ground. Ravens cover it up, and Raines is going to lose the handle, and it just rolls away from her. And it's going to go out of bounds. Touched last by the official is going to say by Benedictine. BC's got to go to the bench and into the game again. It's going to come up Michaela Bauman. 24-18. Valley in front. BC's going to run Riley Wade to the scorer's table. She'll check in at the next dead ball opportunity as well. As Lady Vikings put the ball up top side. They're going to totally overload the left side of the lane. They work the ball in the perimeter. They'll take the open shot. Much rather have something inside. There was a hard screen set, and the shot up off the window and good as a result. The bucket is in for Marina Malado, her 4th points of the game. Valley now leads it 26-18. 7:27 to play. Kennedy Nicholson gets it on top. Back in the middle it goes, and it's going to be stolen away from Jacobs. Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Valley. The shot is up. We're going to get a blocking foul. Again, it was a very slow whistle and a blocking foul on Rain. For Aaliyah, it'll be foul number 1. It is going to be Nicholson coming out. Here's Quillo coming out of the game for Benedictine. Free throw here. Up and in. One more shot. Dominique will send this one up. She will get it as well. three of three at the free throw line. Dominique Mucker has 5 points. She will again chase the lead for Missouri Valley to 28-18. It is our largest advantage of the evening as they lead by 10. We're down to 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball. The feed will go across. That was a high-risk, low-chance pass, but the Lady Ray was lucky to save it. A three on its way for Raines. Well short, way off the mark. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Good hustle. Thauman feeds in the middle. Jacobs, right side, goes in. Turns to the left. That's her stronger side, but can't get the layup to fall. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Valley. They'll outlet it down the court and Trillo with it. She'll start to drive in, finds no room, comes off on top, crossover, dribble, Mulatto gets in the middle of the ball's on the floor. It'll be saved back by Valley. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Benedictine. Riley Wade will clear it away and with 6:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine into the forecourt. They're down 10. All the way they will come to the baseline. Skipping it across is going to be Raina Jasper. BC will go to the right side. Raines has it. Looks it off down low. Crossing over and a blocking foul. Jacobs was crossing the baseline behind the goal. And a defender slid down, getting in front of her. It'll be the first foul for Missouri Valley. And having come in the game only moments ago, Benedetta Paracci. She's from Italy, a 6-foot sophomore from Leonardo da Vinci High School. Ravens bring the ball in. Here's Bauman. 15 on the shot clock. Running shot. Michaela for two. Michaela Bauman has 5 points. And it's now 28-20. Valley's lead trimmed to 8 by Benedictine. 5:50 to go. First half. Running shot. High up off the window, but no good. And Benedictine is going to board it down. Raina Jasper comes down with it. Bauman underneath the reins. Shoots. Misses the point blank. Uncontested layup. And tonight, a little struggling for Benedictine and Aaliyah Raines. She's got 2 points so far this evening. 1 of 4 shooting, 0 of 2 from three-point land for Aaliyah. Back into the game for Missouri Valley will come Ariel Miller. She will take out Dominique. Raymond's at the free throw line. The first of two. It's up and in. One more shot coming here for Aaliyah Rain. That was her third, and this is her fourth point of the game. 28-22. Rains will now come off the floor. And let's just reset that Benedictine five out there. What do you say? Hang on 1 second. There's Valley up the floor. It's going to be Reagan Brown. Brown swings it left. Two steps above the three-point circle on the left side to Moore. Tries a little behind-the-back dribble. Bounces it off her knees. Able to go back and retrieve it. And kicks it over on the right side to Mulatto, who lays it up and in. Somebody get in front of Marina Mulatto, and she's got 6. 30-22 Valley. We're down to 5:10 to play first half. BC handles the basketball over to the right side. 5 minutes to go in the half. Out on top with it. Looking in the middle, it's going to be Jasper. Can't get rid of the ball. Now skip past right side. Running shot is up. Won't drop. For Kennedy Nicholson, and she looks to get her own rebound. We're going to get a jump ball called. Kennedy looking like a frustrated player out on the court right now. Ravens need her to be fully focused and fully concentrating here tonight. Kennedy is 1 of 4. Now 1 of 5 from the floor, 0 for 1 from outside. Here's Twyla, turns, shoots, yes, Twyla Carrasquillo, first 7th point of the ball game, and back up the floor with it will come Missouri Valley, 30-24. Here's a three, buried from deep for the left side. Coming into the game, Mulatto. 2 in the opening quarter. She's answered with 7 more in the second. A 9-point game so far for Marina Mulatto. 9 international students on the Missouri Valley roster in this game tonight. Here's a driving layup for Benedictine. It's going to be up and good by Riley. Riley Wade has her first point of the game, and we're going to get a Valley timeout. Let's do it. What do you say? Taking a break, Joseph, with 4:12 to go. Opening half of the ladies' game. It is Missouri Valley 33, Benedictine 26.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Happy to be back with you here in Marshall, Missouri. The ball comes in for Missouri Valley. The Benedictine defense all over it. They force a turnover. A little double dribble is a mishandling of the basketball. It will come back to the Lady Ravens. We're 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine trailing in the ballgame, 33-26. And now BC will turn it over. Here comes Valley. They run it down the right side, dribble it off on top. They've been very hot from the three. Here's another one from outside up and rolls. No good. Follow shot up and in. Ariel Miller. Ariel Miller with a putback shot. And it is 35-26. We're at 3:25 to go first half. Benedictine back out on top of it. It's going to be Twyla. Valley will stay with its player defense. Both teams running similar systems now. The skip pass badly done. Right through a lot of traffic. Stolen away. And a nice job defensively on the fast break getting down the court for BC to slap the ball out of bounds. Bauman is going to come out of the game. Also out of the game, Riley Wade for Benedictine. It'll be Valley ball coming into their baseline. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the opening half. Back into the game is going to be Dominique Mucker. The feed over to the left side. The shot is off the window and good. Reagan Brown with two more. She has been absolutely fantastic tonight. Those are her 13th points of the game. 37-26 for the second time. Benedictine trails by 11. BC straight away from the top. The three is perfect. How about that shot, Kiana Herrera? 37-29. There's 37-26. Kiana hits the three. Here's a little backdoor pass and an easy layup. It's going to be missed shot, followed up and missed. Ravens looking to rebound it in, and they're going to save it. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. 2:15 to go in the opening half. Right side with it, crossing over. Reigns a little behind her head layup. That's kind of her trademark. Shot is up and good. Aaliyah Reigns with six. 37-31. Benedictine continues the battle back, and we're done 2 minutes to play in the half. Valley was really strong in the last 2 minutes of the opening quarter. Ball with out on top. They'll start left, lob it over to the edge. The fadeaway shot off the rim once, twice, no good. And the rebound, is it going to be lost? No, save by Valley. Backdoor pass, shot up block by Benedictine. And now it'll be saved, but Reiser will save it back in. Valley's going to have it. Here's a shot from underneath. It's going to be up and good for Ariel Miller. A lot of batting the ball around, nobody grabbing the basketball. And when it was all said and done, Valley ends up with the score. And here comes Benedictine down court, trailing at 39-31. Out on top, here's a three. No. Rebound, Valley. Lady Vikings up the floor as we're at a minute to go in the half now. Running shot is going to be up. Won't go in. And I'm trying to determine against which Benedictine player this foul is going to be called. It is going to be the second foul on Kennedy Nicholson. Teams are really not being called for a lot of fouls. Only two team fouls on each club here with less than a minute to play in the opening half. Back into the game for Missouri Valley is going to come Isabella Regalado, the 5'9" sophomore Free throw here is up and good. Dominique Mucker, perfect at the free throw line so far tonight. Second one will not go in. And a rebound, it's Benedictine basketball. 50 seconds to go before halftime. Lady Ravens have the ball, trailing it by nine. It's 40-31. Around the right side, Marines just runs away from the basketball. Has to go back and find it. Picks it back up, takes it off on top. Herrera. In the middle, it goes to Jacobs. Back to Herrera. She'll cut left, goes in, shot blocked, foul called. It's going to be on Regalado. It'll be the first foul of the evening by Isabella. And coming to the line for BC, a couple of free throws here, Kiana Herrera. Kiana hit a big three a little while ago for her only point so far tonight. Shot is up. Nice. Should make it now 40-32. And we're down to a half a minute to play. Second free throw, also good, 40-33. Defensive substitution for Benedictine is Riley Wade will check in. And for Missouri Valley, three substitutions as second season head coach Ben Lister. He's looking to get one more score before halftime. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much simultaneous. Topside with it is going to be Mulatto. Over to the left to Moore. She'll work her way to the top. We're down to 13 seconds, 12 before the half. Giovanna will start to the left side. Goes all the way to the baseline. No room there. Comes back out on top. Regalado goes three. In and out. No good. Rebound is on the ground. Benedictine will pick it up. Up the floor. Here's a long shot, and it's not going to be very close, and we've come to halftime. These teams are both going to have plenty to talk about as they go to the locker room, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. We go to intermission here in Marshall, Missouri. It's Missouri Valley's Lady Vikings, White Vikings 40, Benedictine 33.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got men's college basketball coming up after the ladies' game. But right now, the women's contest is a matter of importance. And at halftime, Benedictine trails by 7, 40-33. They've trailed by as many as 11 a couple of times in the first half. Recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Missouri Valley, pacing the way. Reagan Brown, 13 points in the first half. 5 of 10 shooting the ball and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Right behind her, Marina Mulatto with 9. Brecken and Trio with 6. 6 also for Callahan. 6 also for Ariel Miller. That rounds out the scoring briefly for Missouri Valley. For Benedictine, a few more players scoring, but it's led by Twyla Karras-Quitla with 7. 6 apiece for Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines. A 5-point half. Michaela Bauman and Kiana Herrera. And with 2 apiece, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Wade. Raina Jasper, Josie Weiser, neither of them scoring in the game. Quick look at the halftime stats. Since we've got a little bit of time, Joseph Benedictine. Their shooting percentage is pretty good. They're not getting up quite as many shots as Valley. Valley is 15 of 33, 46%. Benedictine 13 of 29, 45%. From the outside, neither team is putting the world on fire. Valley's 3 of 11. Benedictine is 2 of 9. That's 22 and 27%. Free throws. Valley of 7 of 9. Benedictine is 5 of 8. Turnovers are pretty similar at 9 and 8. Points off the turnover. Valley's taking a little better advantage of it. 10 points off turnover to Benedictine's 4. Valley's also out-rebounded the Lady Ravens 20 to 16 in the first half. So that all said, running down here to see if there's any other really big numbers or really glaring differences. There are not. And even though the scoreboard difference is 7, the difference in the way these teams play, the difference in the way it has gone for each of them in the first half, thank you, is not so different. What does that tell you? Iron out a few things, and somebody gets a little bit hot. This is going to be a great second half of women's college basketball. We look forward to bringing it to you. Don't forget, again, the guys here out of the court warming up. Men's game coming up at around 7:30. But first, we'll be back here in Marshall, Missouri to bring you the second half of the Benedictine ladies game live here on Care Radio with our intermission score at the Grover C. Redford Gym. Missouri Valley 40, Benedictine 33. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country calendar, we've got Valley Falls Tournament tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll take you to the JC and Jeff West game at 7 o'clock. It's Perry Valley Falls. Again, this is the Valley Falls Boys Tournament. High school basketball tomorrow night. Wednesday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look normally airs on Thursday evenings, but Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look will air immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 Wednesday night. Thursday, we've got Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are taking on Baker. Tune in about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court about 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at those scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We'll be right back.
burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, in women's basketball, we have a final to report already. Culver Stockton topped Graceland 86-64. In the Baker Mid-America Nazarene game, with at halftime, it is 49 Mid-America Nazarene, Baker 24. Grandview's leading Mount Mercy 41-32 at the half in the women's game. William Penn is trailing Clark. Clark's got 43 points to William Penn's 24. Again at the half as well, Central Methodist is leading Evangel 34-17. Peru State is trailing Park. Park's got 22 points to Peru State's 19 in the women's game. And of course at this game, we've got Missouri Valley leading the Ravens 40-33. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look at men's scores, we have a final after two overtimes. It was Graceland over Culver Stockton, 81-74. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 31. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 32. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather curve for today. Our lowest temperature was actually right around 10:30 this morning. The current temperature out there right now is 46.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 69%. Barometric pressure, 28.59 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and it gives us a feels-like temperature out there of 42. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few.
The six pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Welcome back to Marshall, Missouri, where we're getting set to go to the second half of this evening's Benedictine ladies game. At halftime, the home team, Missouri Valley, is out in front, 40-33. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering and doing news, weather, sports, and things that you don't even know how much stuff he's getting taken care of there. Joseph, thank you. Tom Counts here with you, courtside, as both of the ladies' teams are out of the court. Taking the final warm-up drills, and here's the thing. For both of these teams, the starters have done okay. The benches have been fantastic. But, for example, Benedictine. You look at the starters. You got Kennedy Nicholson, 2. Riley Wade, 2. Jennifer Jacobs, 6. And Leah Rain, 6. Josie Weiser, no points yet. For Valley, you've got no points for Giovanna Moore. No points for Isabella Regalado. But you've got Miller and 6, and Atrio is 6, Calhanna 5. So both of these teams are having the bulk of their scoring from the bench. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Valley in the home whites with orange and purple. Into the middle for Missouri Valley, and I'm continuing to be concerned about her well-being, to be real honest, is Anna Arroyo. The 6'3" junior, she's going to start the second half again, but her leg is bandaged tight all the way from the top of her sock all the way up, you know, well above the knee. Here's the Ravens with the steal, and there's Josie with the bucket. This is what the Lady Ravens need to get those starters in there and putting some points on and contributing, and Josie has her first 2 points of the game. Benedictine is back to within 5. It is 40-35. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. 3-point shot, Valley there. Giovanna Moore, wow. Her first points of the game coming at a huge time for her team. 43-35. That 5-point game goes right back to 8. Valley in front at 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side, just outside the block. Jacobs gets it to Twyla. Her little scoop shot won't go in, and looking for the rebound. Josie picks up a foul. For Josie Weiser, it'll be foul number 2. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 1 of the third quarter. And here comes the Lady Viking team. Into the forecourt, Ariel Miller. Ravens are going to double up on her as she gets into the forecourt. You can see Benedictine now doubling up the basketball. They're trying to trap it over on the sideline. And we're going to have another foul on Josie. We are. Wow. 2 fouls on Josie in the first minute of the third quarter. After she had hit her first points of the game, it looked like maybe that this third quarter was going to turn out to be a really big one for her, and now it is not. She's back out of the game and on the bench. Top side of the basketball, here comes Valley. Miller will dump it over to the right side. It is a 43-35 Valley lead. Looking for the double-digit advantage off this possession. They'll drive all the way around to the left side, dish it into the corner where the set shot 3 is up and short. Offensive rebound underneath is going to be stripped away and knocked out of bounds off Benedictine. Touched last by Aaliyah Raines. It will come back in again to Valley with the shot clock at 18. There's an okay crowd here tonight. It's not exactly record-setting, but I'm assuming that as the game goes on. And now the inbound on that play doesn't come inbound. The 5-second call, and what a nice job by Benedictine. They did not allow the easy inbound, Lady Ravens are going to get it back. Still 43-35, Valley by 8. BC will have it left side. That's Michaela Bauman. Gets it to Reigns. Reigns will drive baseline, feeds underneath. Jacobs goes up with a shot, gets fouled, coming to the line for two. This foul is going to be on Anna Arroyo. And again, Anna, at 6'3", tremendous height and length and size, but that remarkable bandage business that she put on her, has on her left leg. First free throw here is going to be up and good. Second one is up, and there we go. Won't go in. 8:10 to play. Here's a drive into the middle. Multiple steps. This shot, no. Follow shot is up and good. So getting that follow bucket is going to be Arielle Miller. 45-37. It's 7:50 to go in the half, or in the third quarter. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. Benedictine will have it in. BC brings it in down to the baseline. Twyla tries to recover. Does just in the nick of time before it gets out of bounds on the far side. Karis Quetta will bounce it. Jacobs will back in. Wants to get a shot away from 17. Can't. Gets it down low to Twyla. Shot clock's at 5. Twyla's shot is up. It's no good. Rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. That was good work by Jacobs to hustle in there, get a handle on that thing, kind of dislodge the ball, knocking it away and out of bounds. But Arroyo, with a last-moment attempt to save it in, touched it last. Ravens are going to have it in. 20 seconds again on the shot clock. Here's Jacobs in the lane. Her shot rejected and thrown out of play. And for Jennifer, her stock and store has been the underhanded swoop-up layup from the left side. I mean, this is the shot that she goes to. It is pretty much the only shot we see her take recently. Casey's going to bring it out on top of the Reigns to Bauman. Has it stripped out of her hands, and she'll throw it away. Flying up the court with it is going to be Reagan Brown, and it's going to be knocked away. What a great bit of defense for Benedictine by Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns getting down the floor to get a hand on that thing and bat it away. It'll be Valley basketball. We're at 7:19 to go in a third quarter that has not seen either team play particularly well coming out of the locker room. Valley's going to work it around to the left side and bring it off on top. Moore will have it. Cuts to the right side. Drops a shoulder. Goes in. The ball is going to be blocked to the floor by Reigns. They call a jump ball. Possession, Benedictine. So Aaliyah Reigns, not only with 6 points in the game, but she's done a nice job defensively here tonight. 45-37. That said, Lady Ravens still find themselves trailing by some 8 points. 7 minutes to go in the third. The feed over to the left side. Back out on top. Reigns thought about three. Will drive into the lane. Kick it back out on top, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands and stolen away by Moore. Giovanna Moore quickly down the left side. Goes in. Her shot's going to be blocked away and knocked out of bounds by Kennedy Nicholson, who's back in. Nicholson, Karis Quillo, Bauman, Jacobs and Reigns, the Benedictine five. 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens trail by 8. Valley has the ball. Top side is going to be Ariel Miller. Valley with it. That's a very long three from the right side. Will not go in. The rebound, Twyla. Karis Quillen will come down with it and looking for a little bit of help is going to hand it over to Kennedy Nicholson, who will bring it up the floor with no problem. She'll take it down the right side in front of the Raven bench. Push it out on top to Bauman. Over to the left side it's going to go. Stepping inside the circle, it will be Reigns to Jacobs, right side Bauman, back again to Jacobs. She'll start to go left, top side, Twyla three, perfect. Twyla Karis Quillo with 10. 45-40, and again, Benedictine cuts it to 5. They had gotten within 5 in the very early part of the third quarter. Bauman's able to battle back, and now here's a wide open layup underneath. It's going to be up and good. So an easy, easy shot for Anna Arroyo. Her first points, and it's sad to see Arroyo coming up and down the court. As she was coming up from the last trip, she's kind of skipping. And now Arroyo will commit a foul on Jacobs. She's hopping on one foot. I mean, that leg is so much obviously bothering her that she's not able to run. So, it is causing her a lot of trouble. Here's the first free throw. Jacobs up and good. Jennifer Jacobs. One more point. That is her ninth, and that is her tenth. Now Benedict going to bring Jennifer out of the game and back in for head coach Folsom will come Riley Wade. BC again within five at 47-42. 5:40 to go. Still a long way to go here in this game, third quarter now. Valley over to the left side. Entrio. Top side it goes to Mulatto. Into the lane, falling away. The shot is going to be up and in. Ariel Miller has 10. 49-42. A little over 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Riley Wade gets it to Rain. Aaliyah in the lane. Out on top to Twilight. Dishes to the corner. Baseline shot. Nice. From deep from the left side. The three-point shot is going to be good for Riley Wade. Her fifth of the game. It is 49-45. Now suddenly the Ravens are within four. Shot up underneath. No good. Offensive rebound. Followed up and somehow put in. And Ariel Miller did that on pure hustle. She just outworked everybody on that end of the court. 51-45. 4:45 to go in the third. Later, he was down eight. Top of the key. Rain thought about taking the three. Doesn't. Dumps it over to the right side. Bauman has it. Back out on top to Kennedy. Nicholson will take it to the free throw line to Twyla. Harris Quillo goes baseline, forces the shot up. No rebound is on the floor. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. Very good hustle underneath by Benedictine and Riley Wade. BC in the game, 13-36 at 44%. Valley, 20 of 44 at 45%. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in. Right side, it's Riley. Shot up, no. Follow shot, yes. But wait, they're calling a shot clock violation. The follow-up bucket will not count. And the Lady Ravens still trail by a half dozen as Missouri Valley will bring the ball into the forecourt. 4:20 to go in the third. 51-45, Valley here at home with the lead. Out on top is going to be Callahan. Feeds down to the baseline. It's going to get away, but be saved. Jumpers up and missing. Rebound on the floor. Taken away by Valley. Great hustle. They'll dish it over to the right side. The aggressive three-point shot rims out. No good. Rebound. Benedictine. Twyla coming up with the rebound. Lady Ravens are coming to the forecourt. 3:50 to go in that third quarter, and we have a foul. It was moving up the floor just pretty briskly and smoothly, and then suddenly the official stops all play. It is going to be the first foul by Marina Mulatto. Three team fouls for Valley, two by Benedictine in the third quarter. Here's BC putting it in play. Riley Wade in trouble, needs some help, and that was a bad idea to try to bounce that ball behind her back into the middle of the lane, trying to hit a teammate cutting to the rim. Looking for Benedictine, the near steal by Valley only went out of bounds. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. 16 on the shot clock. Inbound it comes to Rain. She'll feed it the free throw line. Jacobs for 14. It's good, Jennifer Jacobs. She's got a dozen. And it's 51-47. And again, Benedictine is two within four, three and a half. Here's a shot outside, up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Ravens clear it down. Riley Wade had it knocked out of her hands. It's out of bounds. Back it comes to Benedictine. For Coach Folsom, quickly, Kiana Herrera races to the scorer's table. Riley Wade will check out. Valley's going to make a double substitution also. Here we go. Benedictine brings the basketball up the court. Raina Jasper in the game brings it up. Raina, a 5'6 sophomore out of Garnett, Kansas. top side is going to be Reigns. Benedictine on offense. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Reigns from the middle of the lane. It's up and good for two. Aaliyah Reigns draws Benedictine to within two. 51-49, and the Lady Ravens knocking on the door. 2:50 to go in the third. Left side, Valley. They'll go into the lane, and that shot blocked away, knocked out of bounds, but the official on the spot says Kiana picks up her second foul of the game. I was thinking that might have been a shooting foul, but fortunately for Benedict, it is not. It'll be Reagan Brown to inbound it. Valley putting it in at their offensive baseline. Comes out on top to Mulatto. Mulatto will skip it over to the left side. They'll kick it back to the right. Again, above the circle, but now driving into the lane. Shot clock at 13. Plenty of time. Mulatto with it again on the left side. Brings it off on top to Brown. She'll cut right. Comes out on top. Callahan, three shot, no rebound. Is allowed to go out of bounds. And nicely boxed out by Benedict and allowing no Valley player an opportunity to recover that ball. It caroms safely out of play. Benedict will be bringing it in. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Here's a big possession of chance at the lead for BC. They led with the first bucket of the game and not since. Here's a pass over to the left. Jasper has it to Jacobs. Back to the left side again. Out on top. The three. No. Rebound, Valley. Herrera launched a three, but it would not fall in. Valley back up court with the basketball. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2-point game. Lady Vikings right side, and we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a foul against Benedictine, and there'll be a couple of free throws coming here for someone. Foul is going to be on Aaliyah Ray. For her, it'll be only her second foul of the evening to go along with 8 points. Kennedy Nicholson is going to come back into the game for Michaela Bauman for Benedictine. Reigns is also going to check out and into the game. Maddie Gerritsen. So Chad Folsom, Lady Raven head coach, using a lot of player combinations. He's got a lot of players who are injured on the mend. First free throw here is going to be up and good for Brown. Second free throw is not good. Rebound tipped around, and Benedictine is going to haul it down. Lady Ravens coming up with the basketball. Here we are at a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. BC with the ball, and they trail by three, 52-49. Back over to the left side it goes. Ravens out on top and looking for Nicholson, but it's going to be batted out of her hands and out of bounds across the way near midcourt. Lady Ravens will be putting it back in play. Down to 14 on the shot clock at a minute 38 to go in the third. 52-49, Valley out front. Lady Ravens will have it and into the forecourt with it. Out on top, it's going to be Reyna. Jasper cuts to the right side, attacks the lane. Now will stop just at the block. Looks out on top, needing help. Scoots the pass underneath. The shot is going to be up and good. A difficult assist, and the bucket is going to be in by Herrera. She's got seven. 52-51, three from the outside for Valley, no good. Offensive rebound is going to be stolen away by Jacobs. Here comes BC with a chance at a lead. We're at a minute 8 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has the ball. Here's Nicholson. She'll go three. Gets it! Kennedy Nicholson has put Benedictine in front for the first time since the opening moments of the game. Lady Ravens have trailed by as many as 11. They're now in front. 54-52, and we've got a Valley timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Vikings and Coach Lister. 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Benedictine 54, Missouri Valley 52.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, that's kind of an interesting transition, Joseph. I don't know. And what I do know is that Benedict and Lady Ravens have really kept their focus in this game. They've utilized so many combinations of players that they have now put themselves in front of Missouri Valley And we're down to 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's a 54-52 BC lead. Coming out of the court were Coach Folsom, Kennedy Nicholson, and Rena Jasper, Maddie Garrison, Jennifer Jacobson, Kiana Harris, Jenna Herrera. Here comes Valley. Up with it is going to be Reagan Brown. Eases over to the left side to Callahan. She'll knife down the right side of the lane. Driving shot good. She has been so good all night. Breon Callahan, that is her first point of the second half, and she's got eight. The game is tied at 54. Half a minute to go. The three on the top from Nicholson, no good. Follow shot up and in for the Ravens. It is put back up and in by Maddie Garrison. 56-54 Benedictine. Valley will try to back in. Instead goes left side. 13, 12, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Valley looking to tie this thing back up. All the way to the baseline. Here's the runner missing. Rebound. Valley with two, with one. It's on the floor. Ravens have it. We're going to the fourth quarter in Marshall, Missouri with the score. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 56, Missouri Valley 54.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
What a tremendous third quarter for Benedictine. They outscore Missouri Valley in that quarter 23-14. Welcome back, everybody. We go to the fourth quarter here in the ladies' game with BC in front by only two. For Benedictine, a great third quarter for Jennifer Jacobs, who is now the team's leading scorer with a dozen double figures also for Twyla Carrasquillo. BC has eight for Aaliyah Rain. It was Kiana Harris with Herrera with seven. Five apiece for Nicholson, Bauman, and Wade. Gerton and Weiser each with two. The ball comes into Valley. We're underway in the fourth quarter. 56-54 BC. Lady Ravens trap the ball over to the far side. Now with a feed underneath is rejected out of bounds by Rain. Aaliyah Rain's not the tallest player out on the court, okay? She's at 5'8", but got upstairs to reject that shot. It'll come in for Valley with 18 on the shot clock. They wing it around to the left side, Giovanna Moore. Back over to the right, it's going to go to Callahan. Little head fake, dishes across again to the left side. Eight on the shot clock, a running shot is up. Are we counting the bucket? We heard a whistle for the foul. Count the bucket, plus one. And a foul is going to be the fourth now on Josie Weiser. And Josie back out of the game again. Coming to the stripe, Reagan Brown. She's tied the game with a free throw. She can put her team in front and does not. Offensive rebound, followed up and put home. Ariel Miller has been so good at those trash baskets, the follow shots. That's 14 points with nothing but putbacks. And Benedictine trailing in the ball game now. 58-56. The feed will come to the free throw line. BC with the back over to the left. Lady Ravens have the ball down two. Ravens will go way over to the right side. Reigns one to the three, then doesn't. Starts into the lane, stumbles for a moment. Now BC will go back door. Twyla all alone. There's her pair. Twyla ties the game again now at 58. And we've got 8:55 to go. Oh, thank you very much, Miss. Here's a fadeaway shot over to the left side. It's up and it's not going to go in this time for Miller. Rebound, back up court with it. Here comes Benedictine. Little pressure by Valley on this trip up. Raymond's able to break it with no difficulty. Pass will come over to the right side, thinking about the three. Instead, they go inside to Twyla. Reverses direction, lays it up and missed it. Rebound, fought for, jump ball. And this time, possession, BC. Little spirit shown by these teams out of the court right now is they were tussling for that loose ball. What you got here? a tie game, a Monday night game. It's a rarity this season, and we've got the officials having a little visit out there. I think they're talking about the shot clock. I think they want to take it down to 15. And what you also have here is a pair of teams who are really, really, really wanting and needing a win. Benedictine, 6-11 on the season and 3-8 in the conference. Per Valley, 8-9 on the season, 4-7 in the conference. Here's the inbound right side. Herrera shot off the window. No rebound. Twyla gets knocked to the floor. No foul called. Twyla covers it up, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout and save a possession. Joseph, let's take the T.O. It comes at 8:25 to go in the game. Tremendous finish for this ladies' game coming up. The score, Benedictine 58, Missouri Valley 58.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Lady Ravens put the ball in play at their offensive baseline, and now they're going to work the outside. They will drive in the lane, turnaround shot, range, partially deflected, won't go in, and the rebound cleared away by Missouri Valley. So Benedictine coming up empty-handed. Valley with the chance to take the lead. 8 minutes to go in the game, even at 58. Reagan Brown with the right side for Valley. Out on top, it'll go. Callahan, it's three, barely moves the net. Perfect shot by Rajan Callahan. She has 11. Benedictine now trailing it. 61-58, and we're at 7:47 to play. Three-point shot, a game-changer. Here's a shot on the other end for three. Reigns will tie the game with her three. What a shot by Aaliyah Reigns, and she's got 11. And it's 61-61, 7.5 to play. The block at the baseline. The ball's on the floor. It's picked up by Jacobs. Jennifer, for some reason, bringing it up the floor now wisely. They'll put it in the hands of Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson comes top side, Herrera back over to the left side. Skip pass underneath for Jacobs. It's going to be batted away and we'll have a BC foul. They try to rescue it. Whistle's going to be on Jacobs. Jennifer will have her first foul of the night. That is remarkable. Jennifer, as a young player, always had trouble just being a little exuberant, getting herself into a little foul trouble. The fact that she's in the fourth quarter picking up her first foul, that shows a lot of growth and maturity. Here's a driving layup, up and good again. Ariel Miller. Look out of the court. Ariel Miller's not making you, just go wow, wow, because she's not like the flashy player out there. She's not the tall player. She's not the super fast player. What she is the leading scorer player who is absolutely just rock solid. She's got Valley in front, 63-61. And we will have a foul by Missouri Valley. The official's trying to talk to one of the Raven parents. Riley Wade is standing up. The official's waving. Sit down. Sit down so I can signal. And Riley stood there. She was so focused on coming into the game, she was paying absolutely no attention to that official coming up the sideline. It will be the second foul of the game on Casper's for Valley, and the Ravens put the ball in play. The shot's up and missing. Valley coming back up court with a basketball. Here we go. BC over right side. The look in the middle, nothing there. Back out on top, it's going to be Moore. 6:10 to play. Driving in, Callahan, shot up, no, rebound, got her own, lays it out on top, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Here comes Nicholson. 63-61, Valley, we go inside, 6 to go. Women's college basketball here tonight on Care Radio. Hope you're enjoying it. An exciting game, and we've got more of the guys' game coming up after this one. And we'll have a foul by the defense as Amelia Raines was driving the ball across the top of the key. A defender, according to Fisher, reaches out and gets it with the forearm. It'll be the second foul of the game for Marina Melado. Team fouls are even at two apiece. 5:50 to go in the game. Ravens bring it in. Raines will go three. That one hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Pulled down by Benedictine. A follow shot way, way short. Bauman put that shot up, but it was well off the mark. And back up court with it will come Valley. Still a 63-61 Valley lead. Beautiful backdoor pass is going to be lost, but picked back up. The three set sail and missed. Rebound underneath. Followed up. Missed. Rebound Kennedy Nicholson. What a job by Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy races down the court. Dishes it across. Turnaround shot. Raines has it blocked away. Raines' shot gets blocked by Moore. And back up with it will come Missouri Valley. Benedictine empty on that nice trip. Opportunity up the floor. And we're 5 minutes to play. Valley with the basketball, leading it by two. They'll drive down the left side of the lane. Goes in, goes up. Shot's no good, but a Benedictine foul. This is going to be on Michaela Bauman. And again, you got to understand, for Benedictine, what you've got going on here. With all the injuries, you've got a lot of inexperienced players. You got Michaela Bauman out on the floor. She's a freshman. Now, I mean, Bauman's going to come out of the game and back in for Benedictine. Josie Weiser. Now, Josie's going to be out there. It's the first free throw's up and good by Mulatto for her 10th point. Josie's going to be out there with four fouls. Let's see how this goes. 4:57 to play. Second free throw is also good. Mulatto and Benedictine now down four. 65-61. BC with the ball up top side. Riley Wade to Nicholson. Back to Wade. She'll start to the left. Way out on top, Nicholson. BC's got almost everyone above the free throw line. Now Nicholson will drive to the baseline, get shoved from behind. The foul is going to be on the Mulatto, and only her third, I believe. Third foul of the ball game for Marina Mulatto. At the line for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, who has 5 points tonight. She has not had a free throw opportunity yet this evening, and this one is no good. One more shot coming up for Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine is 9 of 13 at the free throw line. Now they're 9 of 14 as Nicholson fails on both chances. And again, back up with it will come Missouri Valley. The clock's going to become an issue here very, very shortly. We're down to 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Little backdoor pass for Valley. Goes into the lane, falling down. The shot is up, and that falling down motion will draw the foul. And that's going to do it for Josie. So Josie will foul out at 4:18. She was in the game for 39 seconds. Before picking up that fifth foul. Free throw, short. Franken on Trio has 6 points. A couple of first quarter threes. She's not scored since then. The second free throw is going to be good. Now give her seven. 66-61. Lady Ravens trailing five. And AC has not scored in quite a long time now. We're at 4:15 to play. Benedictine going to have to find their offense, and they've got a lot of young players out there trying to do it. The feed over to the left side is going to be knocked away from Jacobs. She'll pick it back up, kick it back off on top. Giovanna Moore, the sophomore from Independence, Missouri, defending. Here's a shot outside. No, and Moore will rebound it down off the miss by Raines. Valley coming the other way with 3:50 to go in the game. Starting in, it goes Moore. There's pushing and shoving of all kind in the lane as you've got Riley Wade forced to defend Anna Arroyo. The foul is going to be on Riley, her second of the game, and that is a decided mismatch. Arroyo, 6'3". Riley is 5'8". 8 or 9. Here's a free throw. Rattles around. It goes in. And that is only the third point of the game for Anna Arroyo. Second free throw's up, and it will not go in. 67-61. 3:40 to go. Here's a Nicholson three that is good, but we've got a foul off the ball. And it's going to be on Missouri Valley's Reagan Brown. Only her first. And that turned out well because Nicholson set up a three after that whistle blown, and it went in. So for Valley, they'll trade that foul for that 3 points. 67-61, Benedictine down to half a dozen. Here's Kennedy for three again. This time it'll go and it'll count. Nicholson, 67-64. 3:25 to go. Shot on the other end misses. Arroyo coming down with a rebound in traffic. Brings it out on top. Shot clock at 14. Left side with it is going to come Moore. Shoots it off the window. Missed it. Rebound tipped out. Benedictine coming up with it is Raina Jasper. She's hit, knocked to the floor. The foul on Antrio for Missouri Valley. Brinkman on Trio picks up the personal foul. Now, thing is, it's only her first foul, but more importantly, that foul has put both teams into the bonus. So with 3:08 to go in a very close game, both teams are shooting free throws on every subsequent foul for the balance of the game. The first of two is not even close. Kind of one of those tweeners where you think you're going to shoot at the rim, then maybe you're going to use the backboard, and when it's all said and done, you didn't do either one of them. One more shot coming up here for Reina. That one is going to roll in. Jasper hits one of two free throws. Benedictine taking the timeout. We're going to share it with them, Joseph. With only 3:08 to go in the ladies' game, your score here in Marshall, Missouri is Missouri Valley 67, Benedictine 65.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio, or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Back with you here in Marshall, Missouri, Grover C. Redford Gymnasium. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. Coming out of the court for Missouri Valley, we'll take a little bit of a look, and I've got Giovanna Moore, Brecken on Trio, Reagan Brown, Rajon Callahan, and Anna Arroyo. That would be not all of them. That would be four of the starting five, but no Miller. Here comes Benedictine, or rather, here comes Valley. Valley with the basketball, leading by two. We're at 3 minutes to go now. Moore comes right side, out on top. Valley's going to be patient. They're going to either get a really good shot or run a lot of time off. They would like to do both. Backing into the lane, the hook shot is way off the mark. Rebounding it down. Benedictine and Twyla Carrasquillo. Benedictine up court with it. Down the left side, Reigns. Dishes it off underneath. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. The foul on Anna Arroyo. That will now be her fourth foul of the game. The 6'3" junior from Madrid, Spain. Free throw, Jacobs, good. Jennifer has her 13th point now. 67-66. Jacobs looking to tie it, and now the official, and apparently Benedictine with a lane violation of some sort. Coach Folsom's out here going, what in the world? The official is indicating that as she came to the free throw line, Jennifer Jacobs put her toe across, then pulled it back and started to square for the shot. But apparently once having been given the ball, you must not go across the free throw line. Wow. Tough break for Benedictine Valley. Quetta basketball leading by one, 67-66. We're at 2:19 left. Here's a little shot from the inside. One-handed push shot is up and good for two on Trio. It's 9 points. 69-66. 2:02 to play. Benedictine back up court, down three. On the left side, Jacobs backing in. Hook shot blocked out of bounds. And Jennifer's just not going to get shots away over the 6'3" Anna Arroyo. I mean, Jennifer, they've got her listed at 6'1", but Arroyo looks like she's 3 or 4 inches taller out on the court. Feed over to the left side. BC with the basketball. Shot clock goes down to 11. Here's Range. She just lost the handle on it. Taken away by Valley. They'll come down the court. Coast to coast. Shot up, and the Ravens are going to foul and not allow the layup. A whistle is on Benedictine, and Raina Jasper will take the foul. It is her first. And again, both teams in the bonus. Valley coming to the free throw line. First shot, yes. So Brecken on Trio with that free throw is in double figure scoring with 10. She is 2 of 3 at the line, couple of threes in the game. That free throw also good. And Valley looking to see if they can seal this away at the free throw line. Ravens are going to take a timeout in a little bit of trouble. Taking a break with them, Joseph at a minute 42 to go in the ball game. It is Valley 71, Benedictine 66.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Joseph, spot on at the top of the hour. Benedictine coming up court with the basketball. Lady Ravens have a hill to climb, trailing by 5 with a minute and a half to go. Jacobs will have it on top. Right side is going to go to Reigns. BC will look into the middle. Reigns will accelerate. Drive across. Gets tripped. Goes to the floor. And there is a foul. The foul is going to be on Callahan. Only her second. And Benedictine, again, will come to the free throw line. Reigns first is good. Ravens are now 3 of 6 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. And that one, perfect. Aaliyah Reigns, 13 points now. 71-68, Valley, and a minute 20 to play. They'll walk it up, still in the backcourt. Skip pass across the timeline. They'll go right side to Moore. Loses the handle, no whistle, back over to the left. The pass off the left block, the feet in the middle to the cutter, the shot goes up, and the Ravens call for a push. That's probably going to be Nicholson. Kennedy will have her third foul tonight. And back to the line will come Missouri Valley. First free throw? No. One more shot coming. This one also not going to go. So Antrio will miss a pair. Here comes Benedictine. They trail by 3 with a minute to play. 1 minute to go. Top side is going to be Twyla. Left side Reigns. BC out on top. That's Kennedy. Nicholson plays off the screen. Back out on top. Jacobs. Again, it's going to go to Reigns. She'll drive left, back in, get double teamed. Jacobs goes up, no foul called. Two defenders hang on her and no whistle. And now coming up the floor, there will be a foul on Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens with 38 seconds to go and trailing by three, unable to convert the bucket, have to resort to the foul, and Giovanna Moore comes to the line. Giovanna has been out there a lot, but doesn't have a lot of points. She has three on a three-point shot in the third quarter. No free throws yet tonight. This one, not good. So Benedictine still within one possession. 38 seconds to go. 71-68. Big free throw here. And got it. 72-68. And Joseph, we're going to get a timeout. This one is going to be taken by Coach Folsom. Let's do it. 38 seconds of play. Does Benedictine have a four-point play up their sleeve? They're going to need it. It is Valley 72, Raven 68.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
All right, let's see what the Lady Ravens have put together. They come up court with it and into the forecourt with it. On the left side is going to be Aaliyah Rain. She'll go to the right side. They're going to let her drive in. She'll stop, shut her step, get in trouble, gets it back. JJ up and good for two. So Jacobs hits the two. And we're going to hang on to it right here as even though there has been a timeout taken on the floor, Benedictine has made it a two-point game, 72-70. Still in basketball, in the basketball world, 25 seconds to go is a lot of time. Looking at how things have gone so far and kind of maybe speculating what these teams are going to want to do, Valley's going to be putting the ball in play. Benedictine's going to foul somebody. I mean, it's as simple as that. For Valley and Trio is, what, 3 of 6? You've got Reagan Brown. You don't want to foul her. She's been nearly perfect. Moore is 1 of 2. You've got Arroyo at 1 of 2. Ariel Miller has not been out there, and she's not going to come back out again. She's not had a free throw tonight. And so Callahan is 4 of 5. At the free throw line tonight, Benedictine 13 of 19. Valley is 15 of 24. So not good free throw shooting by either team. Valley's going to bring it in, and very quickly we'll have the foul by Aaliyah Raines. That was smartly played. Well done. Only her third foul. Conserving the maximum amount of time. Now 24.9 seconds to go. At the free throw line for Valley is going to be Giovanna Moore. Again, 4 points in a game and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. First one here. Perfect. So Giovanna Moore will make it 73-70. One more free throw, and it's in. So Moore will hit them both. 74-70 Valley. BC up the court quickly. 22-21. They're going to need to hit something and waste very little time. Driving in his range. She'll go right. Crossover underneath. Her layup is good. Range two more. She's just been fantastic, and she will commit a foul in the backcourt. And again, the senior knows exactly what must happen. It will be only her third foul of the game. And we'll walk to the other end of the floor. 74-72. 13 seconds to go. A free throw? Yes. After having missed two the last trip up court, the first one here is good. For Brecon and Trio. This one rolls in. She'll get them both. So Valley helping themselves at the free throw line. And another timeout has been taken. We're going to hang on to it right here, if you wouldn't mind, Joseph. So the points in the fourth quarter for Valley have come predominantly at the free throw line. Valley is now 19 of 28. Benedictine 13 of 19. So 6-point differential hit shots at the free throw line. Ravens hitting 68%. Valley hitting 67.9. So very, very similar games. Ravens are 7 of 17 from outside. 26 to 59 from the floor. Turnovers 15 for Benedictine in the game so far. Ravens have stolen the ball 8 times. Valley, 13 steals so far tonight. Bench points, 21 and 20. So, yeah, this game is and has been close. It's going to finish in a very, very close score. Here comes Valley, and now here comes Benedictine. A little bit of a change for BC. We're going to get Keanu Herrera out there. Also out there is going to be Bauman. Ravens having trouble getting it in. It'll come in. Over to the right side, Reigns. Shot clock is running 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Reigns in some trouble, skips it back. Here's a three, rushed and missed. It's going to be saved by Valley. They're going to win it. Now they're going to call a foul on Benedictine with a half a second to go, and Valley is going to come away with a big win here tonight. And we're going to wait and see what the free throw count will become as Giovanna Moore, the sophomore, comes to the line for Valley. She has hit 3 consecutive and 3 of 4 here in this quarter at the free throw line. That one is perfect. For Benedictine, it's going to be a tough, tough loss. We'll talk a little bit about that when we return to summarize this thing. Here's a second free throw is up. It is also good, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Marshall, Missouri. Missouri Valley, 78. Benedictine, 72. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Back with you here in Marsha, Missouri. The Benedictine Lady Ravens fought back valiantly late in the ball game, tried to retake the lead, but just came up a little bit short. Missouri Valley winning it here tonight, 78-72. For Valley, 5 players in double-figure scoring. Reagan Brown, 17. Ariel Miller, 16. 13 for Brecken and Trio, and Marina Mulatto with 11, and Rayhan Callahan with 10. Right behind him, Giovanna Moore, 8 points and 3 for Anna Arroyo. There was not much bench support for Coach Lister tonight, but didn't need it as he gets his 9th win of the year. His team goes to 9-9 on the season. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, wow, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, great games, both of them with 15 points apiece. Jennifer, 5 of 12 shooting, 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Raines, 5 of 13 shooting and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Double figures also for Twyla. Carasquilla has a dozen, 8 tonight. Kennedy Nicholson, Kiana Herrera, 5. Akiva Bauman, 5. Riley Wade, 5. 2 for Maddie Garrison. Josie Weiser with two and Raina Jasper with one. Benedict and Lady Ravens battling a, I believe now, five-game losing streak. Thank you. And see if they can shake that off. We'll be with Benedict in their next outing down in Baker on Wednesday. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a respite here. We'll be back. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We're going to have men's college basketball coming your way shortly here on Care Radio. But again, in the ladies' contest tonight, your final score, Missouri Valley 78, Benedictine 72. We're kicking it back to Joseph. We'll return to Marshall, Missouri very shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.